Hope you guys are doing okay wherever you are in the world. This is DJ Ian live from Vancouver on the houseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1 FM here in Vancouver. We have a great show lined up for you today. Three albums we're going to feature. Two from the 70s and one from 2025. Yes, we do play new music here once in a while. So as you can tell, if you heard, we're going to be playing Kate Bush, Lionheart, our second album, released in 1978, right in the middle of high school for me. And then American band Fanny with Rock and Roll Survivors from 1974. That was on Casablanca. Then we're going to wrap it up with some brand new sticks from the album Circling From Above. And I've not listened to it, but Rick says it's good, so I'll go with that. We did have two record swap meets this weekend. Last weekend, I should say. And so you are benefiting from that. The Kate Bush came from that, and the Fanny came from that. So I'm playing two albums I picked up on Friday night last week. I've not even sorted through them. I've not even gone through the bag. So these are the first couple of things I've picked up out of it. Let's go in. Welcome to the show. It's Transatlantic Express. We do this every week. Let's get on with some Kate Bush from Lionheart. This is In Search of Peter Pan.
It's been such a long week, so much crying. I no longer see a future. I've been told when I get older that I'll understand it all. But I'm not sure if I want to.
Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
Thank you.
that doesn't tickle any Englishman's heart, I don't know what does. That is, of course, Kate Bush and Oh England, My Lion Heart, from the album Lion Heart, came out in 1978. What else do we have? Don't Push Your Foot on the Heartbreak, The Amazing Wow, In Search of Peter Pan, and Symphony in Blue. This is not ripped from vinyl, folks. This is from a CD. And the levels are actually a little lower than I would like. But that's how it goes when you rip a CD. You get what you get. Yeah, this is the second album that Kate put out. The first being, of course, The Kick Inside with Wuthering Heights. And then she put an album out on stage, which was a mini album, and that was basically her last live performance. I think it was in Liverpool. It could be. Liverpool's always been quite a thing for last performances. Deep Purple, Mark IV, did their last performance there. The singles off the album, Hammer Horror, which we've not got to yet, was released in November 78. Wow, We Heard was March 79. And then Symphony in Blue, the first track, was released in Japan only. And the first single, let's see, it peaked at number 14. So Wow got to number 14. And generally related to one of the weaker releases in Bush's discography. And Bush herself was reportedly not happy with the finished product, feeling it rushed, which is what happens when you want to put out with a follow-up album, because the record company's kind of pushing you to get things done. It's still a pretty amazing album. Like I say, it's not the first album. But then she got it done and got it out. Anyway, so let's continue. I'm a big fan of Kate Bush, as you know. She was like, when you're in high school or in grammar school, like I was, Kate Bush is right there, and we weren't big fans of a lot of women in music, but of course we're into the Thin Lizzy and the guy stuff and all that. But Kate Bush came along and kind of softened us up a little bit. So, her and Judy Zook, who have played on this show quite a bit over the years. So let's get moving on with more music from Kate Bush. This is a track called Full House. You are listening to Transatlantic Express on the houseofprog.com and on 90.1 FM CJSF from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Trying to get out of the way. I
sweet.